Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Calling all angels, and I want to welcome everybody to the Christian Psychic Cafe, where I wish there were actually a cafe here so they could serve us coffee.
I would love that.
We need to work on that.
Starbucks?
Maybe we can renegotiate terms of our contract, which is a non-existent contract, so therefore.
I think we can do whatever we want to do.
I think we could, absolutely. Well, I want to welcome everyone to the show. We're going to have a good time tonight, you know, because, well, for lots of reasons. First, I want to tell everybody that I've had almost no sleep. So
no, let me explain. She has the amount of sleep that I have every day.
Yeah, I don't know how you operate, how you function. I was watching a friend's child for the first half of the day today. Her sitter backed out last minute, and, you know,
yeah.
We adore this baby, so I said, sure, and I had to get up at 5:30.
Oh, no, 5:30.
I
get up at 5:30 every day.
Even in high school, I have said this on the show, I went to my counselor, student counselor, and I said, if you can't make it so that all my free pass classes, you know, because we used to have free periods, right,
mm-hmm.
study class, and my lunch is in the beginning, I'm quitting school. And he called my mother, and my mother said, yeah, she really would do that. So they did. So I didn't have to show up to school till 10 o'clock every day.
How did you manage that?
I don't know, because I really wouldn't have quit. But, you know, because my mom said, yeah, she probably will. And they said, okay, well, we're going to make this happen then. And
That's crazy.
I know. So I'm not a morning person and, like, you know.
I'm not a morning person either, but unfortunately my boss just likes me to be at work.
funny thing. I give you credit. Now I understand why you're so exhausted. Like,
uh-huh.
you know, because I don't know what – that's so early. Like, that's an ungodly hour that anyone should ever
have. Well, I have to get up at 5:30. I don't have to be at work till 7:30, but it's an hour drive for me.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
I will say this. I admire everyone who has to get up super early. And I guess if you get used to it, you go to bed earlier.
Yeah, see, I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
That's the problem. Because I stay up till 2, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I don't do that.
I know. Because that's my – but, you know, that's the only time my house is quiet.
Yeah.
And I finally get quiet time, and I know everybody's safe and tucked in. So that's kind of my
deal.
So,
I guess. For me, I need to go to bed about 9, but I don't. I go to bed about 11.
Well – if I went to bed at 11, I would be getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, the problem, like last night, I woke up at 4 o'clock and couldn't get back to sleep.
And a lot of people had that trouble. Wasn't last night the full moon?
Yes.
That's why. And that's why I woke up so early. And I had trouble the night before, too. And that's not like me to...
normally have trouble, but I woke up every hour last night.
Yeah, it was terrible. And I kept thinking to myself, well... And then, I've been talking about the antibacterial hand gel that I use now.
Uh-huh.
Because I never used to get colds or anything. And then... when my kids started band, right?
Right.
It seemed like they were constantly bringing stuff into the house. So I decided a little over a year and a half ago that I was going to start using the antibacterial hand gel.
Right.
Every time I went out or touched a menu, or especially even, before I touched my face, period.
Yeah, use it a lot.
I have not gotten sick once, have I?
No, you haven't.
And so last night, my stomach was bothering me. I thought I had a stomach virus.
No.
I didn't. I think it was just gas. But anyway, it was bothering me, and I kept waking up and thinking, I'm going to get a stomach virus. I know it. See, all that hand gel, and I still, but thank God, knock on wood, still.
Well, and
anything.
The thing is, we go to the gym and touch all everything.
Well, and I figured it out last night, because you know when you're at the gym, and you're like on the treadmill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going. Now, I'm sure there are some people who are extremely steady. I'm pretty coordinated, but, picking up my water bottle and unscrewing the cap and drinking while I'm going.
Yeah, that's hard.
And your hand has now been on the handrail of this thing.
Yes, uh-huh.
And now you're unscrewing the cap, and, we have a bottle right here. If I were to unscrew this cap, you see how it touches where you're going to drink?
Yeah, but your lips don't go down that far.
No, but look, I just did this, right?
My fingers
just brushed aside. Was that your bottle, by the way?
No.
Good, because you'd never want to drink it again.
It.
Now that I just fingered your bottle. And I realized that at the gym. So now, I'm trying extra hard not to touch that part of the bottle. I'm thinking I might have to go to
But how are you
going to
do that?
Maybe one of those cups, those sport cups where you have the straw that comes up so that you're not touching, because then we go and do the waste and you're doing all those things.
Yeah, you're touching everything.
And I'm thinking, it's amazing I haven't gotten sick already.
But everybody cleans everything off pretty much.
Yeah, because this is a gym where you have to sanitize the equipment when you're done, and everyone actually does.
And everybody's very good about it.
I mean, I'm really impressed with that. I mean, some people don't need to, but they do anyway.
Well, and
you should.
I mean, you've touched it. You sweat
you should.
On things.
Right. What if you have a cold or something?
Yeah.
So that's really good. I know. So, yahoo. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
All right. Now, on another note, I want to say that we're going to be doing readings tonight. This is, after all, the Christian Psychic Cafe.
And that's kind of what you do.
So we should be doing some nice Christian readings tonight. We're going to do that. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. There you go. We're going to have a good night tonight. I want to talk about something that happened. A lot of times I tell people I don't use what I do for my own benefit because we're not allowed to.
Right.
And last Wednesday night after the show.
Oh, yeah. My son got a job opportunity, and they offered him the job, but, of course, contingent on the drug testing and on the background check.
Right.
Okay. So... it's been almost 3 weeks.
And on Wednesday night, last week, you looked at me because he called you.
Oh, yeah.
It was after the show, and you were getting ready to go home, and he called you.
Yes, he called, and he said, please ask when.
Yes.
Please ask when they're going to call me. He said, because I can't stand it. It's driving me insane. So I asked you, and you said immediately Tuesday.
Right, because that's what I heard, Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was that quick.
And he goes, why Tuesday? And
I said, well, don't shoot the messenger. Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because he then called on Monday and said, should we call? And we said no.
Yes.
And then Tuesday, he texted you.
He texted me at work, and we convinced him not to call Monday.
Right.
And then Tuesday, he said, should I call? And I had told him originally, go ahead and call. And I said, let me check. See what Dr. Jenny says, and so I texted you, and you said, don't call.
Don't call till 3:15.
Till 3:15. And he's like, oh, but I want to call, and I said, don't call till 3:15. So he didn't call, and they called him a little after 1 o'clock.
And then he called me to thank me.
He called immediately, yeah.
He goes, color me impressed. But here's the thing, and I mean, it was really cool. All that means is that the angels are communicating with me, and I was able to hear them, And that's exactly how it works,
yes.
You know. And again, it's like, I'm just a messenger. I can't take the credit for it. The angels told me. But that's how you hear those messages. When somebody asks that question, bam, it just shot
into
my head.
Yeah, because you answered immediately, and you really didn't even think about it. I'm thinking, wow, that was random.
It hit me really quick. And I remember you had asked me, like, on Saturday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you know, did you just say that to make him feel better, or did you really feel it? And I said, oh, no, it was Tuesday. That's the message I got.
So yeah.
He just got away. I said, I know it's a long time away, but it was really neat that it happened.
Oh,
and
it was,
really,
and he's so excited now. He starts the job, and... Thank goodness.
But I'm really proud of him. So yay.
Yay
angels for helping out there, because they just make me look so good. They make me look like I know
what
I'm
doing. Well, and it got him through it without driving me out of my mind.
Which is, and I've said on the show, and I've said to you, I know how many times, you know, I do pray on a regular basis, you know, and it sometimes it's like every 4 months, 2 months, 6 months. It all depends. You know, I'm starting now, as everyone knows, and I've said this on the show many times, I don't have any signage up. All the clients that I have are mostly from referrals.
Right.
And, you know, I've read for like 37,000 people now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of people, but it's all referral business. And I never had a sign up.
Uh-huh.
It says hypnosis because I have a hypnosis center. And I always wanted to put a psychic sign up.
Right.
Not because psychic is, it sounds like car salesman. But because I feel like I don't want to have to hide who I am.
And you shouldn't have to.
And I shouldn't. And so since I have one daughter starting college and the other one decided to do early enrollment at college her senior year, I am now free to do that because I feel like it won't, you know, hold them back at all.
Right,
because
right.
I was worried about how some people are funny, you know, on how they respond.
Everybody has attitudes about things. You just don't know.
So I ordered all my signage and everything, and then I prayed, and I said, God, I just want to make sure I'm on the right path. I'm still doing your work. This is still the mission you want me, you know, to follow through on. And I had done it just like that day.
Wow.
You know, or Tuesday night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then that whole thing happened with, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty.
So, you know, I
validation, boy.
And, you know, I get validation from my clients all the time. But this one was a little more personal,
yes.
You know. So it was kind of neat. So I love it when that happens. And it's just always great because I always get an answer. And if I ever.
Now, why can't you pinpoint Jessica, your boyfriend, is coming to you Thursday at 3 o'clock?
And it's so funny because we've tried. And I just don't get that. I know you're going to end up getting married. I know I've told you what the house looks like.
Oh,
I told you where you're going to be living.
And everybody says to me, because, you know, I've been single for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, your best friend is a psychic. Why can't she tell you? And I said...
But she have. I told you.
You've told... I said, she's told me. Just hasn't happened
yet. I see it. I see the car you're driving. And I see the jacket you're wearing, which happens to be a jacket
you
currently
own. Am I driving a Ferrari?
No, you're driving a really nice upscale SUV, like an Escalade
that.
Or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. And I know the neighborhood roughly that you're coming out of. I mean, you're coming out of your house. Well, I had that vision.
Right.
And when that happened, it was like, oh, cool. Oh, she's going to be so happy, you know. And so I know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of waiting for it to happen now. You know?
Is my hair gray?
No, your hair actually looks like it does now. So that's why. And remember I said to you, now this is, okay, and this is probably way too much information, so I'll be really careful what I say. But I had said to you that I could tell just from the way you were leaving that house that you were well off. Because
okay.
Your hair had highlights.
Ah, and I love, and you know,
if
I have the money to get my hair done all the time,
yes.
I would have highlights
all the time.
All
the time. So, I thought, interesting. So that kind of clicked for me. Because,
yeah.
I, you know, it's when you have a vision, it's like and not every psychic gets their messages in a different way. And it's not always the same way each day. So, like, I may, that night you asked me that question, when will I call? I just heard Tuesday, and I just said, Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, and then other times I see visions, almost like a play plays in my head, and that's what I saw with where who you're going to end up marrying and where you're going to be living. And sometimes I'll get sense or I'll see things that remind me of another situation, and that's their message, their way of telling
okay.
me that's what's going to happen. So it's like kind of weird, and every psychic works that way. All psychics get their messages from different
ways.
Yeah, it's kind of like you all these different things, you go into a funnel, and then you turn on the faucet, and something's going to trickle out. You're not quite sure where it's going to come from. I mean, which method the angels are going to use to contact
that's
you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but that's kind of how it works. So I never really know, and that's why you have to have so much faith in what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, imagine the fright of waking up one day and saying, what if they don't contact me again? What if I never get contacted
Wouldn't
again?
Wouldn't that be, you're so used to it.
Because you're so used to it. Mm-hmm. I think you'd feel very lonely.
Probably.
Which is why any psychic who's out there, anyone who's truly a real psychic and who's not, you know, being dishonest, and I'm not saying that there are any that are dishonest. I'm just saying if you're not, the reason why you have to be true to yourself and what you do is because I truly believe that the more honest you are about who you are and what you do and always run your, you know, yourself with good morals, that that information, that pathway will always be open to you. And so one of the reasons why, and I want to go back to this, I talk about psychic, the word psychic. Psychic is like car salesman sometimes, the word,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you look the word psychic up, the definition in the dictionary, for instance, if you go to like a Bing or whatever and type up, you know, the word psychic, it means of human mind relating to the human mind. It doesn't mean anything freaky or weird.
Right.
It just means of the mind, right?
Right.
And then there are other definitions as well, outside scientific knowledge, outside the sphere of scientific knowledge.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's not, we're not talking pagan, we're not talking, you know, anything occult, we're not talking anything.
Right.
I mean, that's how I operate, just me, that's me personally, that's, uh-huh. you know, I don't question what anyone else does. So, but I think the word psychic is how most people search you. And so.
Yeah, because how else? What would you look up?
Well, what if,
I wouldn't,
you know,
even know.
You could type in the word clairvoyant, but if most people are like me and can't spell, that's a hard one.
Psychic.
That's it. And people have the time to spell psychic, even I have on occasion. So, so it's hard. So, you know, that's why if I could not never use the word psychic and just use the word, you know, angel communicator,
uh-huh.
or, you know, or spiritual advisor, I'd love that. But unfortunately, no one really looks under that, so,
right.
So I have to use that word. And I'm really glad now to be able to put it on the sign.
Yeah, why not?
Because
more people can find you.
Well, most of my clients, you know, I talk to people from literally all over the world, and one day I could be on the phone to Ireland, Australia, China. I mean, that we know that.
Right.
That's a given. But I really do miss the one-on-one,
yes.
you know, so I'm really going to enjoy having more opportunity to do that.
That's exciting. I think that's opening another door.
Well, I have a lot of doors, plus I'm taking over the 17, I own it, but my leasee, the person leases from me, I think is going to be leaving, so I'm going to expand into there.
They have a lot of space.
And start doing meetups. We'll be doing drum circles.
I love that.
Teaching meditation. I know you're going to help me do all this, and I really appreciate it. We're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm ready.
It's going to be great. We're going to be teaching chakra healing. We're going to be teaching we're not going to be teaching Reiki because
no.
I don't – chakra healing for me is a form of that.
Right.
And so it kind of all goes into one. We'll be teaching how to do past life regression.
Past life regression, which I love.
How to become and tune into your angels and become more intuitive, how to read angel cards, et cetera. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun.
You know, I'm looking forward to it a lot. All right, so now with all that said, I want to, I guess, take our first caller. What do you say?
I think that's the plan.
I think we should do that. So our first caller is calling from area code 440 with a prefix of 255. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Marianne, and I called you guys a while ago and wanted to give you an update and see if you could bring anything more through. So at the time,
okay.
I was going for an interview,
mm-hmm.
and you were very specific about colors of what to wear.
Yes,
and
I remember that.
I have to tell you, it was the perfect choice,
God.
In fact, I was so nervous about the interview, I went in over the weekend because you could self-view on the telepresence, and I tried all the different outfits on to see which one looked better over the equipment. The interview went well, and you told me that I needed to make sure that, you know, they understood that I could be empathetic with customers. And the good news is they have contacted my boss. They've asked for a release date. However, it seems to be stuck in going through the process.
Mm-hmm.
This has been just dragging on, and my new boss has basically said her leadership is working to get me over. And
okay.
I don't know if that means, okay, this is this will happen, and it's just going to take some time, or if we potentially are going to hit some issues.
See, okay, I think I'm going to tell you, I think that the reason that this was held up was because there was a change in command, so to speak. And I think that's the reason why that did get held up a little bit. But I do feel really strongly that you're going to get this. This is going to be okay. I think you're going to get over there. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think certainly it's taken longer than you wanted to, and I still think it's not going to happen just yet, but it will happen. I know it sounds like an insanely long time, but does 6 weeks make sense to you, 6 weeks?
Well, initially when they contacted my boss, he gave them, it was probably about a 6 week release date, which is
okay.
Now kind of chipping away. But he
okay.
said that even though they haven't given me, because they have to give me, even though it's the same company, they have to
right.
give me a formal offer.
A commitment,
and,
right.
And so even though they haven't done that yet, he still said he will hold to that date. But I think
okay.
that date is now about 4 weeks away, and we've been...
I guess my question is, why are you not getting that offer? Because I feel like the offer was made. I feel like something's happened. Have you been in contact with that department?
Yeah, I have been following up regularly, and we're going through some budget issues corporately.
Okay.
And so, in fact, my organization put a freeze that nobody was allowed to leave or come into the organization, and I said, so you're going to stand by your commitment that you've already made to me, that you're going to release me for this job, correct? And they
yeah.
said yes. So I think that's what's happening is everything has really slowed down. They're having to justify every organization.
Right.
Having mm-hmm. to justify everything. And that's why I'm a little concerned in terms of, okay, are they not going to be able to make the case to bring me over, or is it just because of what's going on corporately, it's just going to take a little longer?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is definitely going to happen. This is not
okay.
going to be an issue. Like you said, it's going to take a little longer, and that's what I'm getting too. And I am getting the number 6. So I feel like within 6 weeks, which could also be the month of June because they kind of coincide,
right.
You know, by the end of June. So I feel like that's when you know this is going to happen. So I would not be concerned at all.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I feel like it's really positive, and I want to say congratulations because – it's, you know, good for you.
Yes,
good
thank
for you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in and validating the reading. I love it when people do that because it makes me feel good, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you were spot on, so thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, keep calling in and let us know how you progress, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Marion. Bye-bye. Well, she's so sweet, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that was great. I'm so glad. I do remember that because I remember seeing the color of the suit that day that she should be wearing.
And I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, and good. I'm so glad, you know.
That's awesome.
That was a smart thing for her to do, view it over the teleprompter and see how it would look.
Yeah, I would not have thought of that.
Mm-hmm. I worked with some, governmental agencies, where a lot of things go through teleprompters, a lot of interviews,
really?
And a lot of these people are public people. And so they will often call and ask questions not only like that, but also hair color, shirt color, tie colors, beard, no beard, which you would always think no beard, because generally that's the rule of thumb.
I like beards.
But I was just going to say that, but conventional wisdom says no beard, but I prefer a beard, and I actually trust people with beards more.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I like a little facial hair something.
I do too. Well, and they are actually getting away from that a little bit now, and in some instances they're allowing it. So,
oh, really?
And some. But it's always fun to do. And so it was I'm just so glad that worked out for her, and it will definitely follow through and work out really well for her. So, yahoo, that's
hey,
great.
Very good.
You know, we played Calling All Angels earlier by Train, and I don't know if most people, I know I grew up with him. Well, not personally grew up with him like he was my best friend or anything. But you remember Casey Kasem?
Oh, I used to love him.
Okay, love his voice. It's Casey Kasem.
Yes,
you know?
Love
and,
them.
And anyway, apparently, in a very bizarre case, they're saying he's just disappeared.
What do you mean?
And no one knows where he is. And after looking into it, I guess what's been discovered is that that he remarried, and his second wife and the stepmother of his children apparently says he's in a facility. He suffers from advanced Parkinson's disease.
Oh, what a shame.
And he can no longer speak.
Aww.
Which is, you know, that's rough when your
yeah.
job is speaking. And he's been in various medical facilities chosen by his wife, Jean Kasem. And apparently his stepchildren are, or his children are unable to find him and have complained that they are not even allowed to see his father.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And so they sought a temporary conservatorship, and it was appointed that for her father's temporary caretaker on Monday, I think is now officially his daughter, Carrie Kasem. And they believe he has been taken to an Indian reservation in Washington State. And, of course, Jean Kasem, his new wife, said that he is no longer in the United States. And her attorney says, we have no idea where he is.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, it's just hard to believe that this guy, you know, top 40, Casey Kasem, countdown, you know. And
he's
I just heard him
now,
recently,
though.
Too.
Oh, you did?
Well, I think I heard him up until, like, 2 years ago, you know, as I recall. But I just, that's a sad thing, sad thing.
You know, when, the sad thing is I didn't think he was alive anymore.
But he's 82.
Okay.
He's 82, so.
I thought he was older than that. Hmm.
No, 82. I just think he always looked like he was, I think he probably always looked like he was 40. So, you know, even when we were kids, he looked like he was 40.
Yeah.
So, you know, now we're 40 or something. Plus.
Older?
Let's just go with that, yeah. So so that's probably why, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's not cool. That's terrible.
Well, it's terrible, but pretty amazing that this guy had such a wonderful career. Sad that it's, you know, he's got Parkinson's and he's unable to speak when he made his life from
his
voice.
Well, yeah. Why make him disappear? That's kind of strange.
Well, you've got a question, you know, he's alive. Is he being kept alive? You know, why would you hide this from the man's
from
children?
His own children?
Again, I make no judgments. It just, when something seems odd, certainly I think there'd be questions, and I think open communication is important in any family.
Yeah, thanks.
So it's hard to understand why his new wife or second wife or stepmom of those children would not reveal his whereabouts. That's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, that sounds
to
suspicious to me.
It does. It certainly does. So we'll see what happens there. I'm sure we'll be hearing in a matter of days something new on that. But I thought that was interesting.
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 You come up with stuff that I don't even know.
I know. I have some interesting stuff, don't
but
I?
But I don't watch the news, so I don't know a lot.
Well, gee, now I feel so much less special than when you first just made that comment.
That is a compliment.
I know,
took it back a little bit.
Sucked it all away. That's okay, though. Some of these stories, like last week, we had some really interesting stuff, and that was given to me by a good friend who sent them to me.
Ah.
And I really appreciate it, and I welcome that stuff. Anytime any of our listeners wants to email me something that's unique, because, you know, I can only read so much.
Right.
I try to keep current, but there's always some interesting stuff going on
yeah.
out there that and always, and I know this sounds really weird, like, you have to say to yourself, you know, well, what does that have to do with, you know, like, being a psychic, right?
Well, it doesn't really, but so what?
Well, it doesn't, but a lot of these stories do. Like, even, you know, we talked about the presidency and what went on and all the presidents that had readings done. I can tell you that in the case of Casey Kasem, they actually have contacted, from what I have been told. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I can't say. But allegedly, they did contact a psychic. to try and find Casey Kasem. That's kind of how it does link in for me. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. And, you know, even some of the stories we talked about last week, you know, were just kind of, I mean, there were just so many, but a lot of them had psychic connection stories to them. So I try to keep that in the vein.
So you're following the same storyline.
I try. Not always successful.
But it's sometimes interesting just to talk about, you know, I don't know, news
or
something in the world.
Because a lot of our listeners are in the same age category.
Yeah.
And so we all kind of grew up with the same, you know, pop figures around us.
Yes.
And it is always kind of interesting. You know, by the way, folks, they did take psychics off of eBay last year.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And the reason they did this was because people were also who were involved in doing voodoo and spells and, you know, some
creepy stuff.
And so they decided that they were going to delete the entire category, which for someone who's a Christian psychic,
mm-hmm.
that was very, very frustrating for me, especially when I had 100% positive feedback.
Right.
So I was really disappointed in what they did, but more importantly, I got a letter today from a group of people who had kind of banded together because they're trying to fight eBay on this. And eBay now, if you go on there, you'll see like 15,000 listings for psychics. So I don't know if they're still enforcing that. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that they took it off, and yet today I got an email and they said, this group, consortium of people said, oh, isn't it interesting that they took off a Christian psychic such as yourself who
mm-hmm.
just tried to help people, and they're actually selling blessed holy water on there. So it's okay to sell it if it is associated. And I thought that was interesting. I had never looked at it that way, you know.
So do they sell blessed holy water?
Yeah, you can buy blessed holy water on eBay. And it's funny because and I understand they don't. I looked it up at that moment and I said, really? Because I go to my Catholic church whenever we're involved in a paranormal investigation. We go and we collect holy water, and I have like a lot of palm from Palm Sunday because when I send out prayer cards, etc., I always laminate the prayer card and put a piece of palm from Palm Sunday in
mm-hmm.
there because I think it's really nice to always have and keep
with
you. But I don't sell the palm. You know,
mm-hmm.
and yet it was funny. There was one year, many, many years ago, where I couldn't go to church, and I didn't have any palm from Palm Sunday because I hadn't been able to make it that Palm Sunday, maybe because my mom was ill. And so I didn't have it, and I thought, I wish I could buy some because I couldn't find it anywhere.
Right.
And so in that case, I would have been happy to have purchased it.
And you can buy palms on eBay?
I couldn't. I couldn't find any. No, but I just thought.
You should be able to buy that
too. I guess you should. I guess people should be able to buy. I mean, I don't believe a person should ever sell prayer. I think that's wrong. I think if you're selling blessed holy water, as long as you're not, you know, if people need holy water and you can provide it and it's from the church, and it's in a nice bottle. I mean, it's selling really in it, like $3.95.
Oh, that's cheap.
And you know, you're paying to list it and to ship it and to, you know, I mean, I don't think they're really, you're not paying for the holy water, you're just paying for the bottle.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. You know, if it was some exorbitant price, I'd say that seems like, you know, no. But if you can't get access to it, that's a wonderful way to get access to it, and it's very inexpensive. So, yeah, I think it's not a bad idea that they allow that. But then I wish they wouldn't have killed the category officially.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was messed up.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting. All right, let's take our next caller. It's 609 with a prefix of 433. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Okay, well, thank you. My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, Jackie from New Jersey. Wonderful. How can I help you, Jackie?
How are you guys doing?
Well,
good.
You know, we're doing pretty darn good, aren't
we? We're doing great.
Yeah.
Okay. Very well. I wanted to find out, I have a case over by where I work.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have a case over where you work?
Yes. I travel back home because my kids are back home. So I travel back home maybe once or twice a year. But every time I go home and I come back into the U.S., I get into problems, which is either something with my work. I will either find I'm suspended where I will spend a week and get suspended, or there'll be other problems like maybe finances, something to do with my house or my bank account. It's either of the two anytime I travel back home and come in. So it happened last year, and both of you helped me, and you told me it was going nowhere. It went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time again, when I came back, I had had there's a patient who I didn't know was behind me and got hurt. I didn't see nothing. I'd gone in to remove towels from the bathroom. And they cleared me for the case. And they told me, you can go back and work in that particular ward. The case has been cleared. I sat with my director while she made the call to find out. Then suddenly last week they send me mail and they tell it to my union that I'm going to be suspended for that. And she asks me, my union lady, and I said, look, they cleared me for this case.
Great.
How come they have it that it's neglect of patient? I don't have eyes in my back. I didn't see
that. I think the reason why they're reopening it again is because maybe there's a lawsuit.
No, there's no lawsuit. In fact, the lady has a mental disease where she runs into rooms and comes out and cries for 10 seconds. It's a disease she has.
Okay.
And already the lady had been discharged. I mean, this is just how maybe the government works. They like their paperwork done. But then the week before, when I came in, I'd been moved back to where I had not worked for over a year. And I'd left that place because my supervisors were two Indian ladies who are harassing me because they know I understand Hindi. So I wrote a letter of workplace harassment maybe 4 days before I then got this one. That this particular case has been revived and I'm being suspended. So my union lady told me, you know, they are possibly angry over what you did, because I said, but I've got to speak my truth the way it is. I'm not comfortable. And I gave a chronology. I work 5 days a week. So two of the days I begged one of my bosses just to move me to a different ward so I wouldn't work with them.
Right.
And I put down all the 5 days where I worked and what had happened, including something silly like, you're not sitting properly. So, you know, I said, okay,
seriously?
I can see them looking for, yes, believe me, they're looking for trouble. So I put that in a chronology and I emailed the director, and that whenever you sue for workplace harassment, it goes downtown.
Yes.
So she told me today and told me they're possibly upset. And then when I went to work 3 days ago, there's a particular nurse who I don't like working with. So I requested my supervisor, the three of them, to let me go home. I don't want to work that day because this lady is particular trouble. So would you believe the lady just went and grabbed the book I was finding and said I did not finish finding it? And when I went to get it from her, she said I was chasing her around and threatening her. So now I'm literally now out. Pending work without pay. So my union lady calls me today and says, I think it's all about the letter you wrote. I said, if she's suing for workplace, this lady is well known that she always looks for my trouble. So if she's suing for workplace harassment, then the two of us is on.
Right.
You know, because I'm her junior and everybody knows that. So this just got to me. So I said, every time I go home, I come back, trouble. So here I am, jobless again. I have children to feed out of the country. I'm trying to bring them here. I was just home 4 weeks ago. I need to go back because I need to get their passports in order. So I'm like wondering, what is going on?
Well, so this is the first thing I want to tell you, okay? I'm going to be really honest with you, Jackie, because I think, because I have to be. So the first thing I want to tell you is that, do I think anything's going on? Do I think that the energies are against you, or do I think you have bad mojo, or do I think you're carrying negativity from overseas? Nope, I don't think that. What I think is that you have a very strong sense of self. I think that because of everything you've been through to fight your way to get over to America, to be able to get the opportunity to work legally here in the United States, you feel like you've earned the respect that you should have, and then when you still see that there is prejudice, it angers you greatly, And you are a very moral, upstanding, honest person. And when somebody does something that is dishonest, you take great offense at that. Am I correct in all these things?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So what happens is you respond very proactively. And there is some nuances that in a workplace we need to all learn. And I'm going to share that with you now. There is always going to be someone who doesn't like you at work. I don't care where
sure.
you work. You cannot win. I cannot make every single person I read for happy. I know that before I even start out the day that, you know, there may come a time, you know, in the next month, 2, 3 months, whatever, 4 months, that someone's going to say, oh, I'm not happy with your read. Is it going to hurt me? Yes, it'll hurt me because I'll feel like I let that person down. But at the same time, you cannot please 100% of the people 100% of the time. So it's the
sure.
same thing with work. You're not going to get everybody to like you 100% of the time. Knowing that, you have to find a way to work best with the group that you're with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've developed a pattern of when you come back from overseas, something goes wrong, I feel like that you are sort of manifesting this, and I'm going to tell you why. I know you don't agree with that, but let me tell you why.
No, I do.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you do. Okay, all right. So then I won't have to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if I recall correctly, the last time you got released was because you were angry with somebody in a hallway. Do you recall?
Yes, that was my boyfriend then.
Yes,
so
and you hit him over the head with a clipboard.
True.
Okay. So you know, that you know, it's not like it's being unjust to you. That was an inappropriate place for that to take place, and therefore they were justified. However, you know, when people are picking on you, if they're harassing you, you are allowed to file a harassment suit. However, going in and saying, I don't want to work today, because even though you made an exception.
Oh, I was on volunteer. When you're on volunteer in the morning after you've worked the 8 hours, you can volunteer for another 8 hours. So
okay.
you actually have a choice of saying yes or no. It was not my regular time.
Okay. Do you get paid for your volunteer?
Yes, you get paid. And if
okay.
you
so it's a
leave,
lovely
that's fine.
Way. It's, in other words, they're saying, would you like to work these hours? And you said no. Because you weren't happy with the people.
Actually, I did. Actually, I did say yes, but I have a history with this particular one. And the nurses said, we know you have a history, but she has to work there today. But the head nurse in that particular unit said, you know what, you're going to be in my group. I even wasn't in her group. And that particular head nurse told her, if you have a problem with her, this is not your unit. Why didn't you come to me and say you have a problem with her? She's my junior. I will solve it with her.
Right, exactly.
Why did you have to go ahead to the director, something so petty that she didn't put a signature?
Right.
And she'd already filled the whole thing, you know.
Right. Well, and the reality is there is no proof that that happened. It's her word against yours, correct?
No. There is, because she made a copy, and before I signed it, I had gone to pick a fax. So when I came back, the document, she went to make a copy, and she hid behind the door. I didn't see her when I was coming in, because it's the same place to make a copy. So when I went back to pick it from her, she said I was threatening her. And I just picked the thing from the sheet. And one of the directors said, but I watched the camera. Jackie was not doing anything wrong. And she says, because that is her senior. And the senior said that we have to let her be on suspension. So they were actually divided on it. They were saying no. So only one person was supporting it. The person was the director. So that's why.
Okay. So that's what I said. There was no proof. And, in fact, the only proof that they could have had was a videotape, and when they viewed the videotape, there was nothing threatening done by you. There were no aggressive moves. There was nothing that would appear to anybody viewing that. You know, if you turn the sound off on a TV set and you watch a TV show, you still have a general gist of what's going on, right? So if they were watching you on the videotape, no one would feel like you were doing something threatening or, you know, towards her. So I think in this particular case, okay, in this case, I feel like, you know, when people start to get beat up upon, they continue to get beat up upon. And in your case, it had all to do, and your union representative was correct, with the fact that you filed a harassment, allegation. And even though it's your right, it is your right, they usually prefer you try and take care of it in-house than have to, file. And so that's the problem. Okay?
So I have a meeting with them on Friday. How do you think it's going to go, where they're going to put me out without pay pending?
Well, I would suggest, this is between you and me. If you really want that job, and I know this is going to go against your grain, but I would tell them that you'll be happy to release the harassment suit and close it, but you want your job back.
Uh-huh.
I know that goes against your grain, but at the same time, doesn't mean you can't do something about the harassment that's coming towards you. Actually, what I would do is I would close the harassment case with the agreement that they hire, put you back on and not suspend you. And then I would keep copious notes of what happened. And the next time you're harassed, you go to your supervisors and you go to the people in-house. You don't take it and let them take care of it.
No, I didn't. It's still actually in-house. And their option is, what they're opting for is to terminate me. That is the option.
Well, in that case,
table.
You're going to have to, because how I feel is if you agree to release the suit, if they agree to keep you on, you should be okay. I think if you offer that to them, they will agree with that. I think that if you don't offer it to them and they release you, then you need to hire an attorney on consignment who will help you fight this case because, they can't, legally you cannot be fired because you filed a harassment suit or an allegation of harassment.
That is just that is the one I did before, and that is
right.
Different from this particular one coming up on Friday.
I know.
So
I know.
The one that I filed, that is separate.
Mm-hmm.
Then I
and the one on Friday is about this woman
the
saying
one that
she felt like you attacked her.
Yes.
It's really her word against yours. I don't care if she's senior or if she's junior. It doesn't really matter. All they have is her word against yours, and I would say that I would go in there and say, it's clear, look at the videotape. I did nothing towards her that was aggressive in any way. I defy anyone to look at this videotape and suggest that I did. And since she's claiming it happened right there, right then it's clear that she's lying, and I feel like I'm being harassed. That's what you say. And say, there seems to be a propensity here for harassment, and I feel like that's exactly what's going on. And that's what I would say, because actually that is harassment by a senior employee. And also tell them that you are going to, if it is pursued in this way, you will hire an attorney and you will seek charges for fraud against her, because there is a videotape and it clearly shows that there was no aggressive movement towards her. There was nothing took place. And that's what she's basing it on. She's claiming it took place right there, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay, so you can say, I'm going to have her arrested for fraud, and I'm going to file a suit because this is defamation of character.
Okay, I get that. Well, I'll give you an update next Wednesday.
What's that?
Things have gone.
I didn't hear you.
I'll give you an update on next
Wednesday,
please, to see how
please.
Things have gone.
Be firm. Do not bow your head. Do not bow your head.
No.
But let them know that, look, you've done nothing wrong, and because you did, and I still say all of this, I don't care what you say, it's all connected to the harassment file, the original one you filed.
Okay. I'll see what they opt for on Friday, and then I'll let you know. We'll pursue it from there, and I'll let you know what
Deal.
Happens.
So, but to be clear here, one of the reasons why you're always having trouble is when you get back to this country, I think sometimes you want it to be what you thought it always was, the land of freedom, the land of opportunity, but you do realize that sadly, as in every country, there are politics here where, sometimes you have to play that game and it's not fair and it's you've been moral and correct and honest through everything, and so you just feel like you shouldn't have to be subjected to that. That's beneath you. But I think that you need to learn on working better with other people. If they don't like you, they don't have to like you. You don't have to acknowledge them. Yeah? But I think they take your honesty and your morals and mistakenly think you're arrogant, which is not the case.
Well, I've always told them that I'm only there for decisions. I'm not there to make friends.
There you go. Mhm.
Okay.
And so in order to keep your goal and your objective alive, which is to be able to bring your children over here and to be able to provide the funding to be able to do that, you need to keep the job. In order to keep the job, you got to play nice, right?
Yeah, so that's true.
It stinks, I know. I know.
Well,
so no unluckiness, just you having to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Anything else you see on me apart from that?
Apart from that, no. I see constant growth. I do see that you're going to be able to get your children over here, most of them. I see that I feel really strongly that you're going to land in a place that's very positive for you. I don't see you connected to a man right now that you're married to, correct? Okay.
I'm tired of that one. That's one I don't even pursue. I'm waiting for
okay.
the one finally.
Well, that's going to happen. That is going to happen to you down the road. And you're going to meet him through a spiritual organization. I don't know what organization that is, but that's what I see happening.
There's one I went to last week in Dover, and the pastor told me he sees a marriage, too. And I told him, which marriage? You know, I'm not seeing anybody.
And see, I'm telling you, I feel this way too. I see marriage to a man who's a little bit wealthier, and he's going to. You're going to be in. I see a lot of imported furniture in your home, and I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but that's what I see. So I figured I'd just tell you about it. But I see imported furniture, and I see marble floors. So I don't know where you're living. It's somewhere in the United States, though. And you just seem very happy and very content. So I'd like to tell you that.
Well, if it's going to be a spiritual place, could be. My girlfriend and I sometimes go. At least I know we have one in June that we wanted to go for in Dover, too. Maybe it better be that one, maybe.
Could be. And I just think it's important. You have to keep reaching out and going to these organizations to try and create a better opportunity for you to meet the kind of man you're looking for within, you know, your spiritual, you know, realm. So in other words, if you're going to a spiritual event and you meet a guy there, you already have that in common.
Well, that will happen.
Yeah.
That will happen.
So wait for that, but you've got to go in order for that to happen, okay?
Yeah, I'll keep going.
Good. I love hearing that. And you call us and let us know how things worked out, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jackie. God bless you.
Stay blessed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye. I adore her.
She's so sweet.
She's a good
person.
And
I just think hitting people with a tray is hilarious.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I mean, we have all had that point.
I'd like to hit a lot of people in the head with a tray.
Listen, yes, agreed. And I just love that she just, like, just blurted that out and told us about it. And I'm so glad that, sometimes I know we all try to do the right thing. We all do. But
sometimes
it's
not
easy. You just
got to
hit somebody over the head with a clipboard. Sometimes you just got to. But she said something that was kind of interesting. She said that they were kind of prejudiced because she was Swahili, I believe she said.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because we don't know the different prejudices against the different prejudices and the different cultures, I mean, other than some of the more obvious ones that we know about in our country, which are never acceptable, and it's horrible that it even takes place. I kind of felt like she was going to suggest to me that maybe she was bringing back some negativity, negative mojo, whatever, which was not the case. But it does beg the question, because I came across something this week. What is lucky and what's unlucky? Okay.
Uh-huh.
There's a gentleman from Croatia who was a music teacher, and he says he was unlucky. Now, let me explain why. Uh-huh. In 1962, he was on a train going from Sarajevo to Dubrovnik. Let me get this right.
Wow.
Dubrovnik. Yeah, I think that's close. The train unexplainably jumped the tracks and fell into an icy river, killing 17 passengers.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Selleck managed to swim to shore, suffering from hypothermia and a broken arm, but he survived. A year later, while on an airplane, the door flew off, and Selleck was sucked out of the airplane.
What?
The plane crashed, and he woke up in the hospital. He'd been found in a haystack.
No way.
He survived it. Then, in 1966, Selleck was on a bus that went off the road, also into a river. Four people were killed, but he suffered only minor injuries. Moving forward, in 1970,
wow.
His car caught fire, and he stopped it and got out, but just before the whole car blew up.
Wow.
All right. In 1973, Selleck was driving another car when a faulty fuel line sprayed gas all over the engine and flames blew through the air vents. His only injury was the loss of most of his hair. In 1995, he was hit by a bus, but
oh my
sustained
gosh.
Only minor injuries. Okay. And finally, in 1996, he was driving on a mountain road when he went around the bend and saw a truck coming right at him. His car ran through a guardrail. And jumped out. He literally jumped out of the car, which went and fell 300 feet. When he jumped out, he landed in a tree.
He is very lucky.
So, question is, lucky, unlucky? I say, lucky son of a gun, right?
Lucky
son of a gun. Let's go to the next thing. He just won $1 million in a lottery.
That figures.
And he's decided to sell his nice house that he bought with that money and give the money to family and friends and go back to living the life that he had before that because he felt it was good. And he's married to his fifth wife now.
Okay.
And he's very happy with her, and he says that is his true blessing, and he truly feels lucky every day.
Aw, that's nice.
And so I thought that was interesting, though, because, you know, people say this poor Croatian guy had no luck. He was unlucky. I think he's incredibly lucky.
To survive all those things?
Right. So,
he's obviously not meant to travel.
Well, I it's funny because I remember reading this story and I related it to my husband who had read it somewhere else, for those of us who actually follow this. No, I don't know how he read it. It must have been something that came across very well. But it was interesting because my husband said the same thing, that guy's really lucky.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. But I also said, clearly God did not want him to perish.
Right,
because
well,
you have seven attempts like this. And attempts that you attempted to kill yourself. Seven attempts by fate.
Yeah.
And each one is thwarted. I would say God wants you here. Your angels are pulling you out, guiding you, pushing you up. Because this man should have died. I mean, you fall out of a plane and land in a haystack and everybody else dies.
How does that happen? Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
You know, and you know, now, unlucky would be when you landed in the haystack, the pitchfork was pointing up.
Right.
That would have been
and
unlucky.
And then you're stabbed.
And then you're stabbed. And right, exactly. You have three, you know, okay. That would be unlucky. You know, or your car blew up and you survived it, but you have horrible third-degree burns all over your body and you're permanently disfigured. That would be a little unlucky, I think.
Right.
But these are not what we're talking about, him walking away from these things with little to no injuries.
Unlucky won the lottery.
And then you win the lottery. So, you know, again, I guess it's all in how you perceive things.
Yes,
luck
true.
Versus non-luck. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Now, again, as we announced last week, we're going to be cutting our shows 30 minutes early each week because the absolute truth is we go to the gym, and Jessica and I actually happen to go to the same gym, and we wanted to make sure if we don't cut the show early, we won't get to the gym. And then
we are on a physical fitness.
This is our get healthy year.
That's right.
And so and we're doing really well.
We have been so consistent. It's amazing to me.
It is, and to my family too. We're like, you're really still going, huh?
Yeah.
So no, it really is, and we want to keep doing it. So that's why we cut the show a half hour early to be able to do that. I just wanted to announce that. Now let's go ahead and take our next caller, 678-516. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
My name is Sharisha.
Sharisha, okay, and thank you for calling us. Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Georgia.
Norcross, Georgia, right?
No, I'm in Douglasville, Georgia.
Okay, I only said Norcross because I know someone who lives there with the same phone exchange. It's not a psychic guess. It was just a guess. All righty. So how can I help you tonight?
I'm wondering when you see a man coming in my life for a long term, or if he's already here and I don't know it, or what's going on in love.
Okay. Well, now this is going to sound really weird because you're going to think I'm odd to even say this. Okay, I see the two men that have been a consistent or a constant in your life is your UPS driver.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm not kidding. I'm serious about that. And they're showing me some type of doctor. I don't know who that is. But aside from those two, I don't feel like anyone has really been there for you for the length of time that you anticipated or hoped that they would be there. Is that correct?
And that's very true.
Okay. Talk to me about who has the headaches. I've just got to ask this question.
Who has headaches?
Because the angels just gave me the worst pain in my head, and then they released it. So that just tells me who suffers from a headache, or has it been suggested that you cause men headaches?
They cause me headaches.
Okay.
They cause me headaches.
Do you feel like most of the men you've dated cause you a headache?
To a degree, yes.
So would you suggest that maybe you're not always... You're probably going after the same type of guy?
I would kind of think so.
I would think so,
lately,
too.
Lately, I haven't been in a relationship for almost a year now, just not really dating or anything. And I met a guy last week, and I don't really know if that's anything. So I'm just, I don't know.
I understand completely. What I would suggest to you is that I feel, personally, me, that you are still to meet the guy that you're going to be with. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to end up with the guy you're with, but I feel like there's another guy to come into your life, not just one, two, three more men coming into your life. Doesn't mean they can't all be there at the same time, but I see three more men coming into your life. Three men, one of them is a Gemini. I don't even know what Gemini stands for, so forgive me. I'm assuming they mean the astrology sign. But one of them who's a Gemini is the one that you're going to probably be most taken with and has the highest propensity or the highest chance to stick around.
Okay.
Okay. I see all this happening in the next 3 years. So three and three, three men, 3 years, and the one who's a Gemini is the one you're going to have the bond with. I don't even know what month Gemini. I'm not big on astrology. I'm not saying I don't believe in it. I just don't know it very well. So I don't know.
Okay.
If you're a Gemini, what month is that?
I have no idea.
I'm a Cancer. I think Gemini is before. I think they're May and June, maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I'm a Cancer, and I'm June and July. My birthday's in July.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So there you go. So now you kind of have a general idea of who that guy's going to be. Again, the angels will never tell you this is who you're going to marry or end up with because they don't want to take your free will away from you. But the one who's a Gemini is going to be the one who has the highest chance that you'll end up with.
Okay. So the guy that I met recently, you don't think, like, he's potential of, like, I don't know, just any insight on him at all?
I can see that he's a nice guy, but he holds something back. You already feel like he leaves questions, like he's mysterious in a certain way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, true.
Mm-hmm. And he's already being mysterious. And I always say when they start out being mysterious, there's a reason. People aren't mysterious for no reason. They're hiding something. And if they've got something to hide, then they're not being honest. Not being honest, why are you going to let that back into your life, right?
Okay, okay.
Smart, right?
Very smart.
Okay. All right.
I graduate, I'm graduating tomorrow. Do you see any, like, career things coming up, like, really soon?
Well, here's the funny thing. I'm kind of confused because you say you're graduating tomorrow, and yet I see two different, like, I see a lot of numbers, but then I also see healthcare. So I'm confused. What are you graduating with a degree in?
In human services, which can't, I mean, there's healthcare involved in there, but yes, it'll be tomorrow.
That makes sense. That explains it perfectly. I do feel that you're going to start, you will get employed, that's not a question, but you'll start out in a junior position and you will then work your way up. You'll do very well. Just remember, you make better choices in your professional life than you do in your personal life.
Okay.
And you know that.
Yes.
And so you need to change that. You need to start making better choices in your personal life so that then you just have it. Boy, you'll have it all going on. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. I hope this has been helpful for you.
It has. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Listen, thank you for calling in. God bless and have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Okay, we've got time for one more caller, and I'm going to go ahead and take this. And if this caller isn't on the line, we'll take another one. This one's calling from, it looks like, area code 602 with a prefix of 320. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Well, hi, Evelyn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
What part of the country are you calling from?
Arizona.
Ah, great. All right. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I kind of feel like there's a lot of stuff going on around. I was looking for some positive changes, but I kind of got some negative news, but maybe it's not negative. Maybe it's for my highest good. I was looking to get a job transfer from one side of the city to the other side because I relocated
from
my
home.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, the drive is like an hour one way, and the cost of gas is getting really expensive. And I'm like kind of starting to, because I went and asked about a month ago, and they go, yeah, it's going to be posted. And then I called, and it was like, oh, I think it might be because, you know, I'm more of a senior.
Yeah.
And they can probably hire somebody for half the price, and maybe that's why. I don't know.
Which makes a lot of sense. I just see that position is not what is best for your highest good. And that's the weird thing. Like, you know, people always pray to God, oh, let good things happen to me. Let my best and highest good be served. And then when things don't happen that we want, we forget to give it up to God and say, oh, well, he probably is guiding my life in the right way. I don't have the big picture to see it right now. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I really think that is what's going on with you. I see that you need to, and I'm not telling you to change companies, but I am going to tell you that you do need to stay local where you live. You cannot drive that commute. You cannot drive it, period. You should not even attempt it, okay?
Right. Well, I don't have a choice right now until I can get another job.
Well, no, I realize that. But when you have the opportunity to get another job, make sure that it is within your local. In other words, you should not be commuting for the rest of your life. This is not going to be acceptable for you.
No. The whole thing I did this was kind of relocated over here was because I thought there was at least three to four locations that I would have been able to transfer to, but it's far more difficult than I realized. But now I'm here, and it's like, now what do I do?
Well, you're there now, but that doesn't mean that you can't transfer away again. But I also, you know, are you married to the company you're with?
No.
Okay, so there you go. So I think that's probably the answer. And I just feel like getting back to where you actually live is going to be critical for you because it also will then free up your time to do other things that you need to do for yourself that have nothing to do with work. Because I feel like you're lacking in that.
Well, I am, but, you know, I think, I've been working two jobs for a number of years now, and it was, you know, because I'm a single mom and I'm doing that to help mm-hmm. with financial, with, you know, school and stuff like that, but, you know.
Right.
But it is time to kind of start looking towards myself, but I just haven't had that time due to the, you know, the obligations.
And in part because of the travel, right?
Well, the travel just occurred about 3-4 months ago, but I thought, you know, the transition would have occurred, like, within the next week or two, and then I just found out basically today that, you know, they're not going to do that opening until maybe August, and even then I'm starting to wonder if, because I'm a senior, that,
right,
you know,
it may not work. Again, there are other companies where you can work doing what you do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to suggest you get local, and you start taking care of your, what I call, foundation, some of your baser needs that you've been neglecting for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Please.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what do you see entailing that?
That's a whole nother... that would take a whole lot longer, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's so many things that you haven't taken advantage of. You know, interests and hobbies and social life that you could have, that you didn't, because you simply didn't have time. You were focused 100% on your family, and of course you would be. But now you need to start, you know, expanding that, because that is no way to live your life. And you
no,
don't have
not.
To quite anymore. You don't have to do that anymore.
So do you find me something local then? Do you find me, if I can't transfer with this, do you find me something local within a 15?
I feel that by September you will find something local.
Okay, so but until then I will have to commute until I find that thing.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been looking. It's not like I haven't. I have been on the Internet looking. I just don't know where to go with
it
all.
Makes it hard. Believe me, I get it. I get it, but you know what? I can promise you this, if you keep looking and you don't give up and you remain strong and positive, it will happen for you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, thanks for calling in. Take care and God bless. All righty. She was sweet. And I know it's hard sometimes when you're looking for that job and no one knows better than Jessica because you've been in that position supporting us. You know,
I've been a single mom for a really long time.
Long time. And it's not easy. And you for so many years did not do anything for yourself. And
no.
It hasn't been to just like this last
year
and a half.
This past
year. Yeah.
Because my daughter's in college now,
right.
And I thought, okay.
Now it's time
now
for you
I can
a little
buy
bit. Yeah.
Something.
Right. And it makes a huge difference because, you know, you deserve it.
I like
you know?
Stuff.
It's not just stuff. It's making time for yourself.
Well, it's just getting
you know?
A pedicure when I
right.
want one.
Yeah, getting your hair colored,
getting
your
my
nails
hair colored.
Done, going
yes.
to a concert, going
yes.
to the thing we're going to Saturday night, which I'll remain nameless, till next week's show. And then maybe not even then. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen to us. We do this show because you do listen, and we truly, truly do appreciate it. I'm going to play us out with a little Age of Aquarius because we had the full moon last night. And we'll be...
Yes, full moon again tonight.
I know. So, hey, Age of Aquarius
works. Take your
works.
Crystals outside.
Take them out. Cleanse your crystals. If you ever want to get a private reading, give me a call at 1-800-375-3446. 1-800-375-3446 or go to my website, drginny.com, drginny.com. Thanks, everybody. Take care and God bless.